Welcome to the Powercast with Charlie Johnson. I'm one of the world's leading fitness and transformation coaches. I'm going to be providing you with the tools to build your ultimate body and mind.
So welcome to the Powercast. Today, guys, we are going to talk about creatine. Creatine 101, what it is and what does it do. Now, creatine itself is probably a supplement I get asked more questions about than anything else. I probably get questions on creatine almost on an hourly basis. That's why I want to create this episode of the podcast today, just to run through and try and provide you with some knowledge, some science, some information, and get rid of some common misconceptions around creatine, what it is, what it does, and how basically you can use it to improve your results in the gym and improve your life and performance. So firstly, creatine is the number one supplement for improving performance in the gym that is fully researched and backed up. Studies show that it increases muscle mass, strength, and exercise performance. From my own personal anecdotal experience, I would agree with that 100%. It's something that definitely does work. And it's the best thing about creatine is there is no negative side effects. So creatine is a natural substance that you have within red meat. You have a lot of it in your diet already if you're eating a high protein diet, eating a lot of meat sources. So it's definitely something that you shouldn't be worried about being overly processed or anything like that you don't want to take in. So it's something that I would heavily recommend that everyone is using. It's one of the most tested supplements out there and has an outstanding safety profile that I can highly recommend. Now, creatine as a substance is found naturally in muscle cells. It helps your muscles produce energy during heavy lifting or high intensity exercise. Taking creatine as a supplement is very popular amongst everyone who trains now, bodybuilders, athletes, people who need to get the best shape of their life. All my clients, I highly recommend it. It can help you gain muscle, burn fat, increases your strength, endurance. It's pretty much a killer all-round supplement. Now, so chemically speaking, creatine is very, very similar to other amino acids in the body. Your body can produce a certain amount of it from glycine and arginine. However, that's not enough to maximize it for what we're looking to try and do. And your body will have a natural store of creatine, which will obviously, as we discussed, will come from meat stores. And it will be influenced by your own body's natural hormone levels like testosterone and IGF-1. And it also can be affected by the amount of exercise you do, the amount of muscle mass you have. So that's some factors that can show up. In terms of creatine, 95% of it is stored in muscles as phosphocreatine. The other 5% is found in your brain, kidney, and liver, which might be some interesting facts that you might be aware of. It's essential for your body to basically function, so it's something your body needs. Now, when you supplement, you increase your stores of phosphocreatine. This is a form of stored energy in the cells, and it helps your body produce more of a high-energy molecule called ATP. Now, ATP is often called the body's energy currency. When you have more ATP, your body can perform better during exercise. So therefore, the better we can perform during exercise and training, the more of an adaptive response we can produce from our body, the better the gains and results we can get in the gym, which is ultimately what we're looking for at the end of it. Creatine also has several cellular processes that lead to increased muscle mass, strength, and recovery. And obviously, if we can increase our muscle mass and strength, we can increase the amount of muscle damage we're going to create when we train. Therefore, the ability for creatine to help in terms of recovery will make a big, big difference in terms of increasing the muscle mass we can add into our frame. So that's some brief breakdowns on creatine. Now, the additional stores of creatine that your body can take in from the supplements we take in from additionally when working out will obviously help your body produce more ATP, which will be our key source of energy when we're training. There's some other benefits involved with creatine, which can help in terms of our gains in the gym. So there's a gene hormone called myostatin, which basically we can lower by using creatine. Now, myostatin basically inhibits new muscle growth. So if you've ever seen those jacked Belgian blue cows, those cows have basically been genetically modified to have the myostatin gene removed, so they can basically build stupid amounts of muscle mass. So that's one of the positive side effects. It also helps reduce protein breakdown, which can help increase muscle mass, increases cell hydration. So basically, we can get more like that pump feeling people go on about with creatine, get more fluid and hydration into the cells, get more the muscles fuller. Now, I'm talking about cell hydration, a lot of people get a bit confused in this respect and they get very concerned that creatine is going to make them hold water and be bloated. Now, that's not something I would agree with at all. From my own anecdotal experience, like having competed a couple of times and gotten shoot lean many, many times, I've always used creatine constantly. Creatine has had absolutely zero effect at all were making me retain water. So that is something to get out of your head. Do not be concerned about retaining water with creatine use. It is fine. It will not make you into watery mess. If you think you're getting watery and holding water, chances are you're probably eating too much food and it probably is gaining body fat. That is probably more the reality. Now, in terms of other benefits of the creatine use that we are going to be getting from taking this, the fatigue prevention is one of the big things that we're going to be looking for. So if you're training, you should be able to get a few extra reps out in each set. You should be able to increase the amount of force you're producing. And there's also some anti-inflammatory effects from creatine. So with less inflammation we have in the body, the better we're going to be in terms of a health perspective. So there's a lot of studies to show that actually taking creatine daily, just from a health perspective, is very good for you for the anti-inflammatory side of things, because it has a reduction via pro-inflammatory cytokines. So that is something to be aware of from a non-performance basis. But and last big improvement in terms of creatine, which is why I always recommend to take intra-workout, is using, it helps with carbohydrate utilization. So it basically enhances glycogen synthesis, so the amount of carbohydrates you can uptake. So I always recommend with clients to take their creatine just on training days within a workout period. So I'd mix it with, say, myself, 45 grams of carbohydrates. I'd mix with my creatine and I'd consume that whilst training. Now, the thought process of this is that when you're training, you're increasing basically the amount of blood in the muscle cells. And you're also almost like opening the gateway for nutrients such as amino acids, creatine, carbohydrates to push into those cells, which will help obviously have an anabolic effect, anti-catabolic effect, improve performance. All the good things we're looking for. Now, when you're in a relaxed state, you have 12% of blood in circulation within the muscles. When you're training and pumped, that goes up to 77%. So if you think about this logically, this is the window of opportunity to fill your body with creatine, amino acids, and carbohydrates. On top of that, there's also the opportunity then, whether we've discussed that the creatine increases glycogen synthesis, that again, there's gonna be another added benefit of adding creatine at this point. This is why timing of using supplements like creatine does make a big difference. I wouldn't necessarily recommend having a loading period. Like you see on a lot of labels, you need to load creatine for a certain period. That's not something I would necessarily recommend. So in terms of using creatine, I personally would recommend a minimum of 5 grams intra-workout to be taken. So as I said, I've already mixed that within my intra-workout carbohydrate drink. However, I have been trialing on myself recently, increasing this up to between 10 to 20 grams into a workout, and it's working very, very well. Had no negative side effects. And interestingly enough, like first, like point of call that came to me about why to try a higher dosage of creatine into a workout, using myself as an experiment. So I'd like to try things myself first before recommending it to anyone, including my clients. I went on a seminar with Milos Sarchev. Now, he highly recommended using creatine and he recommended using it higher dosage. So I said to him, look, like science research shows you should use 5 grams into a workout. And he said that's BS because the studies that these creatine research has been done on are not on trained individuals who are 100 kilos holding a lot of muscle mass. They're done on the average Joe, average population. So therefore, you've got to think if you're holding an extra 15 kilos of muscle on someone, chances are you're going to be able to uptake an awful lot more creatine than that person. So for example, I would recommend with most of my male athletes, I will look to have them with slightly higher creatine than say someone who's a woman. So if, for example, I was comparing myself to my wife, I weigh nearly 100 kilos, my wife weighs really 50. Us both using 5 grams of creatine makes no logical sense, bearing in mind that I have double the body weight of her. Therefore, chances are my minimum uptake of creatine is going to be double the amount that she can take in. So what the thing I'd like to you to take home from this is that try things yourself. See how you feel. Go with your own anecdotal experience. Don't just take things for people's word, if that makes sense. So go out there, try a supplement, for example, creatine. Get your own response from it. Have an open mind and try different things. That is the best way to educate yourself, improve your physique, and keep improving from there onwards. Some other added benefits in terms of creatine that have come up on studies that I've personally experienced, which I think work, are creatine in terms of fat loss. So a lot of people think, oh, creatine, we're going to use this for muscle building phase as soon as we want to start going into a cutting phase. need to drop out creatine, can't have it in there, again, be holding water. You won't hold water from using creatine. So studies have shown that when you're using creatine, you can actually burn up to 50 to 100 calories extra per day. So over a week, that's potentially 700 calories for doing not a lot. Now, in terms of whether you can use it in a fat loss phase, yes. So if you're in a fat loss phase, you're unsure whether you should use creatine, please have it in there. It will make a big, big difference improving your training within the gym and also helping to keep you leaner by being able to train harder, retain more muscle mass. You have to think with a lot of things. If, for example, you've gone through a gaining phase, you're trying to add muscle mass, you've been using creatine, you're in a calorie surplus, you're getting stronger. Okay, flip the switch. We now want to go into dieting phase and fat loss. We're going to put ourselves into a more catabolic state. So we're in a calorie deficit. So we're burning more calories than we're consuming. So we're naturally going to be weaker. And then we're also going to remove creatine, which is the stored energy within muscle cells that helps us produce more force. Therefore, we're going to be weaker. So we're weaker. We're in a calorie deficit. We're probably going to be doing a lot of cardio. What is that a recipe for? Muscle loss. What do a lot of people complain about when they diet is they lose a lot of muscle mass. This would be one of the reasons why. So keep the creatine in when you're cutting. You can get cut with creatine. In terms of different creatines to use and what I recommend, I personally use the Muscle Nation Creatine Monohydrate. Very, very high quality. It mixes really well into your drinks. Very, very, very good. It's unflavored, so there's no issues at all with any nasty flavors or anything like that. Another option in terms of when to use creatine, for example, I use occasionally if I'm going to go higher dosage, I don't want to have too much of it within my intra-workout drink because I have a lot of other like glutamine and other amino acids, bits and pieces in there. I'll sometimes add some of that in with my pre-workout. So I might add 5 grams, say for example, with the legacy pre-workout that I would use for Muscle Nation as well. So those are my thoughts on creatine, what I do with my clients, how I get world-class results using it. That's the 101 creatine. If you guys have any questions or anything related to creatine that you want to ask, by all means, drop me a direct message, drop me an email at charlie@charliejohnsonfitness.com. Hope you keep crushing it towards the end of 2019 on your fitness journey, as we've only got a few more months left. I know I'm going to be crushing it, so I hope you are too. Have a wonderful day.